Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on The Grave Talks, what is haunting the Horridge House? A conversation with Katie Hopkins. In the small town of Vinton, Iowa, you'll find the Horridge House, a two-story red brick home built in 1859 by Dr. Hewitt Klingon. A decade later, it was sold to George and Elizabeth Horridge, who left their mark on this storied residence. Visitors to the Horridge House today will be transported back in time with its period furnishings, clothing displays, and numerous artifacts. But there's more to this house than meets the eye. Now housing the Benton County Historical Society's archives and museum, the Horridge House is a repository of historical knowledge and artifacts, and a potential hotspot for ghostly activity. From shadowy figures to strange noises and suspicious footsteps, the house is filled with peculiar and unexplainable occurrences. Many believe these hauntings are linked to the historical artifacts stored within its walls. Could it also be that the spirits of Mr. Horridge, along with both his first and second wives, still reside in the home? Today on The Grave Talks, what is haunting the Horridge House? A conversation with Katie Hopkins, Benton County Historical Society Vice President and Paranormal Tour Manager. Katie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today on your birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to you. I feel thank honored you. That you made time for me today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Now, you work there in Benton County, Iowa. Now, the Horridge House is in Vinton, Iowa, mm-hmm. and you work with the Benton County Historical Society. You're the vice president, I found this very interesting, vice president / paranormal tours manager, and most counties don't have that.
Yeah, true.
How the heck did you land that job?
Yeah, that's a great question. So back in 2018, I was actually reached out to by the president of the board. Her name's Sharon Hopple. She actually still is the president to this day. And she reached out to me because she had found my book that I had written at that time and wanted to have me do just an event out there around Halloween time to help raise funds for the society. And so she reached out, said, "Hey, Katie, this is what we want to do. Have you do a presentation, sell your book, just try to get some people to come and have a good time. And at the time I was pregnant with my son when they wanted me to do this event. And it was going to be, well, it was a few weeks before my due date and actually ended up being only 3 days before I actually had him. I had him on October 30th. And so I unfortunately had to decline the offer in 2018. But then in 2019, Sharon had reached out to me again, asked, you know, are you capable of doing an event this year? I said, yes, I'm not pregnant anymore. So I can definitely help out and do an event. And I had actually, I think I was on my my third book at that point. And so, so Sharon and I had gotten acquainted, through her reaching out to me to help them with an event. And then we had investigated or asked at that point to investigate a few of the houses that the, Historical Society had owned at that time and just really fell in love with the house that they had at that time. It's called the Ray House, and they don't have that one anymore, but it led us to where we are today with the Horridge House. And so just kind of getting our feet wet. I am a local to Benton County, or I grew up in Benton County. So I have a pretty near and dear place in my heart, for Benton County and keeping it alive. And so I, asked Sharon one day, my husband and I, we said, hey, Sharon, you know, we have a lot of experience within the paranormal field and running historical locations. Can we help you? Because this was in the midst of COVID and it was really hard to get anybody to go anywhere at that point in time. And they just needed some help even just keeping the lights on at that point. And so we said, we would love to, you know, help you officially open paranormal tours at the Horridge House. And she said, yes, I would love that. And that's kind of, you know, the rest is history. We have really kind of dived in and host a ton of events and different things like that now for the Historical Society. But that's really how we got involved and built that relationship with Sharon.
And you have a degree in history, so this is so perfect for you.
Yes, it is. Yep, that's how it all started for me, was actually with history. So, yeah, it's wonderful. I like being able to use my history background, but also satisfy the love that I have for history by being able to help support a really great place.
You know, and I think it's so interesting when we talk about locations like the Horridge House, to dive into the history of it, because I think that just kind of fills out the story of what might be going on there with paranormal activity. You never know 100% for sure. Yes, this is who's haunting that place. But I just think it sometimes it makes more sense. And so especially with you and your background, have you found that combining the two together at various places you might have investigated over the years, do you find that combination to be helpful?
Oh, absolutely. I used to do a presentation just based on history and the paranormal and why you should tie those two together. One of my favorite quotes is actually from Jeff Belanger, and he says history is just one big ghost story, and it's history demanding to be remembered. And basically, you know, through spirit. And I was like, that's a really great way to look at it. And so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I, you know, researched a lot of the places that we've investigated in the past, some being, you know, homes like the Horridge House, or, you know, maybe it's Missouri State Penitentiary, which the history is really abundant there and it's really easy to find. But digging even a little deeper into that history, and even getting, you know, firsthand accounts of people who used to work there was really important for us, so we could try to even tie in some of those experiences or activities that happen that maybe not everybody will know. But yeah, I mean, I've used my history background a lot in what we do as paranormal investigators.
Now, you mentioned books. What kind of books did you write?
Yeah. So I have four books. My first one is called Seeing Spirits, Opening the Empathic Door. That book really just talks about my coming into the paranormal field and really kind of opening up as an empath, and really just talking about how I maybe had signs of it when I was younger and then how I really grasped it as I got older. And then I do talk about history, the history of the paranormal, in that book. My second book is called Visions from the Afterlife. And that goes a little more personal into loved ones that I've lost and having signs from them. Loved ones that are, you know, or even friends that have had loved ones that have passed and them sharing their stories with me. And just really kind of diving a little bit deeper into to that side. My third book, which I was, or was written by myself and my husband, Josh, we wrote one called Iowa Haunted Corridor. And that is really just like a, I would say like a roadmap around the Iowa corridor for haunted locations. Now, some of these locations are not open to the public where you can go and investigate, but they're well known locations that have stories, whether it be an urban legend or true real events that have happened to people. I actually interviewed some people for that book to get their firsthand accounts of paranormal activity that they've experienced. And that's a really fun one. That's probably one of my best, my first book and my third book are probably my best sellers, or not probably, they are my best sellers. And then my last one, which was my most recent, written last year, was it's From Past to Present, The History of Benton County, Iowa. And that one is very, very history-based. I wanted to, as a writer and as an author, wanted to dive into my history roots, and not just paranormal. I do have, I believe, one little section in there, about the paranormal, cause I can't write a book and not have anything about the paranormal in it. but that was my most recent, written last year, and it's very Benton County based.
Well, gosh, now I'm going to have to invite you back. Cause there's like this conversation could last for 3 or 4 hours. So I'm just going to put that out there. You need to come back.
I'd now, be happy to.
All of us, I always say we all have some kind of paranormal origin story, some way we got interested in it. And especially when you mentioned your first book, this to me makes, it makes me think this started with you at a young age, the interest in this. Was there something that happened or did you just kind of see the world differently?
Sure. Yeah. So it wasn't even really an interest. It was just more of an experience that I had. When I was younger, I was over at my neighbor's house and I saw a gentleman sitting in a rocking chair, rocking back and forth. And I went home and told my mom, you know, that I saw, you know, a man sitting in a rocking chair and wondered who it was. And at that point I didn't even know it was a spirit. And, my mom's like, no, Katie, that's not possible. There's no man living there, because our neighbor had passed away probably a few weeks to a month prior to that. And for the longest time that I thought it was my neighbor. And I came to find many years later when I had my friend who did the illustrations for my book, his name's Adam Tillery. He's an amazing artist. And I gave him a very descriptive depiction of what I saw. And I showed it to my mom and she said, that's definitely not your neighbor. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's who I saw. And that's what I saw. So it was really just, it started with that, to understand that, you know, there is life after death. There is a, you know, there are spirits that do roam about this world and this earth. But I really came into it again as an adult and stuck with it in 2012, when I worked at the Russell House or the Grout Museum District in Waterloo, Iowa. I managed their Victorian home and was having experiences left and right while managing the house by myself. So that's kind of where it triggered for me again in my adulthood.
See, I find that so interesting because something about seeing that man to you felt weird enough that you told your mother. Because seeing a man in a rocking chair, you have to wonder how many other ghosts have you seen and spirits have you seen, because you don't know. You know, you might just think, oh, there's a guy in a rocking chair, and not think anything more about it.
Yep.
But something about him must have not felt quite right to you.
It was odd, because he was just sitting there rocking and not really acknowledging us. So, and he was just in their basement, and their basement was a finished nice basement. But he was just sitting in this rocking chair, rocking back and forth, and wasn't paying any attention to us kids. So, yeah, that was probably the odd thing about it.
And I have said this before. My sister lives in southeastern Iowa. Mm-hmm. She owns a very haunted building. It's right a couple blocks from the Mississippi. I swear Iowa is one of the most haunted states in the United States. It just seems like there's just so many places.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about Iowa exactly. Now I get like Pennsylvania, I get Virginia.
Right.
But Iowa, as a history major, do you have a theory on that?
Oh, that's a good question. You know,
because does it seem to you to be more haunted than other states? Or you know, are there just more well-known hauntings?
I think that there's more buildings here that are opened up to haunt or to paranormal, you know, investigators. But
could be.
You know, Iowa is also a very, I mean, I don't know, we're a very welcoming state. We always get termed Iowa nice. And so maybe it's that, you know, they just feel welcome. But also, I mean, Iowa's, this little Midwestern state, but it's really rich in history. And mm-hmm. so that could also be a theory or something as to why, you know, we have a lot of activity here. I guess that's a really good question.
I swear, I've said it before. I'm like, that whole state, it just seems like there's just more than the average state. And it might be, too, where my sister lives and going to visit her. And I don't know, maybe I'm just more in tune to it as well.
Sure. Well, Eastern Iowa definitely would be the older part of the state because you have the Louisiana Purchase and all of that would have been going on around southeastern Iowa. And I mean, it very well could be. And I mean, over in that area as well, you have the forts and
true.
The old military history within that area
like
as well.
Like Fort Madison is there.
Yep.
And for anybody who's not familiar or has not spent much time in the Midwest, we are very friendly people. So when you walk by us, we expect you to say hello.
Yep.
Or thank you for holding a door open or you're welcome. Like we're super friendly people. And I find Iowa to be very much like Kansas in that respect.
Yes, I agree.
Now let's talk about the Horridge House. So now this is an older house built in 1859, but it wasn't built by Mr. Horridge.
Nope, it was not.
So could you tell me a little about this house and who built it and the history?
Yep. So, in 1859, there was a man named Dr. Hewitt B. Klingon. He came into the town of Vinton probably just in the early 1850s. He was a physician and a surgeon, and he was just in Vinton. I just moved there because it was new land. It was a lot of land and it was hardy land, I guess I will say. And so he was here. And then in 1859, he ended up going out to Ohio to pursue his degree. He was going to be a doctor. As I mentioned, he was a surgeon. And so when he left again right around 1859. And ended up going into the Civil War. And when he was in the Civil War, he was a surgeon. And then he just never came back to Vinton. So he stayed, I believe, in the Ohio area. But in 1859, he built the home, left right around 1860. So he wasn't in Vinton for very long. And he sold it to a man named Willis Franklin Williams. And Willis Franklin Williams actually had his home just diagonal from the back corner of the Horridge House. It today is now a funeral home, has been a funeral home since 1939 after all of the Williams had passed away and did not leave the home to any family. And so once Willis Franklin Williams' home was finished, because he was really just living in the Horridge House until his very elaborate home was completed, he sold the home to George and Elizabeth Horridge. And so that was in 1869. And so in 1869, the Horridges moved in, and they were the family to keep the home for, you know, I mean, George lived there from 1869 up until his death in 1930. So, I mean, they were the prominent ones to be in that home. George Horridge was a pioneer of Vinton and stayed in Vinton, had a lot of things that he contributed to within the town and the city, or even the county, really, to make it thrive. And so, but that's how really the house came about, with Dr. Hewitt B. Clingan and selling it off to Willis Franklin Williams, and then eventually the Horridges.
And then I was reading where Mr. Horridge, his first wife, died, and mm-hmm. then he married a woman like 30 years younger than him, but they yes, were married. They were married for a long time. And then she stayed in the house, right?
She did live in the house. She did not die there. Her mother did. Her mother died in the house, and so did George. George died in the house as well. But yes, yeah, so when Elizabeth died in 1900, he married Carrie Smith in 1901. And they were married up until George's death in 1930. And so, and Carrie's mother was only about 4 years older than George. So yeah, really interesting dynamic.
Awkward.
Yeah. And she passed away in 1926, again in the home. And then George passed away May 26th of 1930 in the home.
It must have been a pretty good marriage. Well, at the time it wasn't like divorce was super common. So you would stay married a lot of times, whether you wanted to be or not.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, we know that they traveled a lot together. Yes, George was well-to-do. He owned, you know, some businesses. He was a tinsmith, a hardware merchant, but also was a president of one of the banks. He was an elder over at the Presbyterian Church right across the parking lot from his house now. He was very wealthy, and they traveled all over the world, Italy. They also traveled to France. They actually have a few pieces in the home from their travels. But yeah, I mean, as far as we know, and we did have one of Carrie's, it would have been her niece, actually. She's now probably in her mid to upper 80s and lives out in California, but she reached out to us one time. She found on Ancestry.com that there's genealogy research, you know, happening about the Horridges. And so we've heard nothing but great things from her. And then also she does have their original 1860s bed frame. And
wow. We
have tried so hard to get a hold of her to get it, but we have not been successful.
But how exciting to hear from her.
Right. Yeah. It was pretty cool to hear, you know, from somebody who would have known these two. It's pretty cool.
And Carrie did leave her mark on that house, didn't she? As far as adding on to the house and kind of changing some things.
Definitely. Yeah. She did add the back kitchen portion. And then there is a room to the side. It almost makes an L shape. That's where her mother would have stayed. And then she did add an apartment to the upstairs as well, along with a sunroom. And so, yeah, she did add a lot of things. She added a garage that had her electric car in it. She was the first woman in Benton County to have an electric car. And so she had a garage for that, which we still, you know, have it today. It is an office area now, but she liked her natural light too. So she built two sunrooms onto the home.
And this is like a two-story red brick home.
Correct.
And seriously, Katie, if I was to drive by it, I would go, that house looks haunted. It just kind of has that. It's very kind of what you think a haunted house would look like, a red brick haunted house. That's kind of what this looks like, really.
Yes.
And so to me, when I saw pictures of it, I'm like, oh, I'm not surprised there's rumblings of paranormal activity in that house. But is that something that goes back a while, or is that kind of more recent conversation about paranormal activity?
You know, I mean, specifically to the Horridge House, we do know that there's been interest in it since at least 2013. I mean, my husband and I do the same thing. We road trip a lot. We drive down to Florida a lot. So we go through old southern towns, and I mean, of course, those words come out of our mouth, whether it looks like an old rickety barn or just a huge, elaborate, beautiful plantation. We're like, oh, that looks haunted.
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time.
Right. You know, I mean, I think it really, you know, the spiritualist movement and, you know, at least connecting with the other side has been happening since the Victorian era. Queen Victoria was the first prominent person to ever have a seance and actually talk about it. You know, so I don't know back then if they would have been like, oh, that place looks haunted. But I think, you know, at least when the Warrens came about and became, you know, prominent people within the paranormal field, you know, 1970s, 1960s, even late 1960s, that it could have maybe started a little, I mean, catchphrase of that looks haunted.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's now the Benton County Historical Society's archives and museum, are there items that have been brought into the home that weren't there originally, I assume?
Yes, lots of them. We have, I mean, hundreds, if not thousands of, hundreds, if not thousands of artifacts and collections within the Horridge House.
So from your professional opinion, do you think that, and I mean that with your paranormal investigator hat on, do you think that some of those items could contribute to the paranormal activity?
Yes, I truly feel that majority of the activity within the home is from the artifacts within the home and attachments to them.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not expect that answer. I thought you were going to say, yeah, I do. But not the majority, because I assumed like Mr. Horridge, and I thought you were going to say, you know, his first wife is there, because it would be a little awkward if his first wife and second wife were both there.
Which we think they are.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we definitely think, yeah, we do think the Horridges are there. We've had especially multiple teams telling us, oh, we connected with George, or we connected with Elizabeth. We've even had people tell us that they've connected with Elizabeth's first husband, A.H. Rock. And so we do feel that they do have a strong connection to that home just because of the things that they accomplished within that home. But we feel there's multiple spirits within the home. And so that's kind of why I said the thing about the artifacts. But we have had a really interesting EVP from Dave Schrader. So if you're familiar with Dave Schrader, he was with us last year at an event, and we did just a very short EVP session together. And we listened back to it right away. And it is this woman screaming on his audio recorder. And it's actually out on, I believe we have it on our Facebook page somewhere. I'd have to go look for it. But he's talking to Elizabeth, and she's just like weeping and screaming. And we don't know, you know, exactly why. Could it be that, you know, George married another? I don't know. Could it be that Carrie came in and did all these changes? There have been teams that have told us we had two women feuding, you know, during our investigation. So I think there could be a little animosity within the home of the Horridges, definitely.
That's really interesting, because I like to think that, you know, the first Mrs. Horridge would be like, I understand, you know, I passed away, he had to move on, but maybe she wasn't so understanding.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it was because of the age gap. I mean, really, back then, it was you courted and you became husband and wife. So engagements were much shorter and things like that. So I don't know if it really would have been a taboo thing. I don't know if it was the age gap or if she was just possessive. It's hard to say.
Oh, I see disembodied voice caught at the Horridge House.
Yeah, that's, you have to listen pretty closely, but that's a good one.
So as you were talking, I was looking around on your Facebook page and I found that audio. So,
great.
So let's give this a listen. And is it at the beginning, you say?
Yeah.
Of this?
Yep. Okay. So the part with Dave Schrader is right at the beginning. And then I think the last portion of it is just sort of investigation portion of the event.
Okay, so here it is.
I'd like to call on the spirit and soul of Elizabeth, the first lady of this house. Are you bothered by the changes that came along when Carrie moved in here? Why does it bother you so much? That's Dave coughing. Did you feel like you were too easily replaced by your husband? I can understand how heartbreaking that must have been. Do you come into contact with Carrie in this house? Thank you. Well, we got a lot of flickering, which usually is a pretty good sign.
Plays it back.
Whoa.
And that's yeah.
That gave me goosebumps because as you're listening to him do that, you hear absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And he's asking very personal questions that right. As I was listening to it, it kind of was like, you know, if she is there, that would be kind of heartbreaking because maybe it really did bother her.
Right. Yeah.
What the heck? And then I'm going to go back and play just that little bit again, the screaming, because what he's sure. doing is I'm watching a video as I'm playing this, but he has a recorder. He's talking, you don't hear anything. And then he plays back on his little recorder. So that's what we're hearing. So here right. that is again. That is so crazy because it's exactly what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And then that, oh, that gives me goosebumps. And then right when that screaming started, what you don't know is my cat jumped up. I have my back to the door and I'm like, holy cow. Okay. So it was just a cat. It was not Elizabeth in my house. That's something else.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about the Horridge House with Katie Hopkins. For more information, visit their website. You'll find the link in the show notes. Or search Horridge House at BCHS Paranormal Tours on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Stay
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.